Hi everyone. Welcome to the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. My name is Lydia Hahn. I am a pre-professional dancer and follower of Christ, soon to emerge from Toronto Metropolitan University. Throughout this podcast, I'll be talking about the Christian faith from a creative point of view and the experiences of emerging artists at the beginning of their careers. Welcome to season one. Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. I am your host, Lydia Hahn, and I am a pre-professional dancer in my final year in the performance dance program at Toronto Metropolitan University. Today, my first guest is a very special friend of mine, Trinity! So Trinity, would you mind introducing yourself to the listeners?
Okay. Yeah, my name is Trinity. I am a fourth year business management student at TMU, but I am also an actor. I've been pursuing this since actually the beginning of university. And it's been a short yet long 3 years of a journey that has been starting. Still a lot to go, but I am proud of what I have accomplished so far and the ways that God has worked in my life at school and then also in my acting career. So I'm excited to talk with you more about it today.
Yay! So for acting, you said you started within the past 3 years-ish. So when you were younger, did you have a passion for it, or how did you grow that passion to be an actress?
When I was maybe 8, I think I had a friend who was an actor, and she was pursuing that, and that was the first time that I realized that that was possible, and also that regular people could do it and not just like celebrities. And so I think that planted a seed in me, but I was very heavily into sports. I was a competitive figure skater, and then I was also playing rep volleyball eventually. So that was never like a reality for me or my parents, because acting is pursuing it. There's schedule is everywhere. You're finding out that you can have an audition or you get booked very last minute, and then you essentially have to flip your schedule over on its head to do those things. And my parents don't have that kind of schedule. So I think I did show interest at some point, but the message that my mom was giving me was wait till you're 18 so that you can take yourself and you don't need me to like do anything for you or be there, to just sit there really. And I think there was a point in time when I was probably like in middle school, I realized that I would watch a movie and then I would start watching behind the scenes videos on YouTube more than I would watch the movie.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then that's when I feel like I discovered that, you know, people actually have to make the movie, and there's a really, really, really long process that goes into that. So that just, I think, piqued my interest. And then I never really saw it as a reality for myself until I saw Crazy Rich Asians. And that came out in 2018, I believe.
Phenomenal movie.
Yeah, and I remember watching the movie in theaters with my friends and being like, wait a minute, like, they're doing it. Why can't I do that? That also planted another seed. And then also the movie that came out that year as well, it's called To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Have you watched, Lydia?
Yes.
Of course you have.
Yes.
And I remember seeing it on YouTube, the trailer, and I immediately clicked on it. The only reason was because I saw an Asian girl, like, in the screen. And then when I watched the movie and I was like, wait a minute, it's not that weird that there's the protagonist is an Asian girl and she's a love interest. I don't think I'd ever seen that before in Western media. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, if she's doing it, she looks like me. Like, I guess I could do it, right? And so Yeah, and then I finally got the courage and the faith to actually go and pursue it mm-hmm. when I entered university.
But yeah, I think another question I wanted to ask is, why didn't you choose to study acting in a university setting?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think my parents would have liked that. My parents are Asian. They're not like super traditional, but they, first of all, just wanted me to have an education, which, not that acting is not an education because it is an undergraduate degree, but yeah, I'm in business. So, and secondly, I think for myself as well, I knew that I wanted a backup plan. And it's not even a backup plan. It's like I'm just doing both at the same time. I don't, especially now, I feel like the pursuit of acting is always alongside something else. And that for me is business. And it's also something that I love and I'm interested in. Okay, I'm not as interested in as I am as acting. At this point in my business career journey, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to learn about business as well. And so I specifically chose TMU actually because it had a strong enough business program, but not like U of T where it's like it's more cutthroat. I just felt that at TMU there is more creative space. That's why I met you. There's a strong media program, film program, dance program. And so I knew that if I went to this school that I could also get an education in some right of the creative side, either taking courses that you guys are taking.
Yeah.
And also just by the people that I'm around. So learn by osmosis, really.
Yeah.
And that has happened. In first year, I was blessed to happen to make friends with film kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in fourth year now, I made a film with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of comes full circle. So now I know for sure I made the right decision in coming here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I felt like I didn't need to study acting also because going to acting classes, they're not typically big fans of theater school because of...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, one, of course, they're not a fan of them because that loses business. But second of all, there's a lot of horror stories of theater schools not... When acting and art is associated with grade, it changes the nature of the art. Right? Because now you're trying to achieve a certain
grade
outcome for a grade when that's not what art is. And there's a lot of theater teachers that, that will just assign when art is not an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's an expression. And so they feel like it's is not necessary. Or not that it's not necessary, but it's just... It can sometimes be the wrong way to go about learning an art form.
Yes.
Juilliard and, you know, the big top schools. That's another thing, right? Yeah. But I feel like life can teach you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Acting class, if you go to a great studio, it can teach you a lot too. But never say never, I guess. But it just wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's so... valid and true, because one thing that I've learned in dance is that I can't survive on just dance alone. You need some other hobby or outlet to have a passion in and to express yourself as well. Like, I think one of the things that my teachers have been saying is that if you're so obsessed with dance, you're gonna lose your passion for it. And I feel like that's same with any art form or any passion that you have. Like, a lot of people have different hobbies and things that you would be like, whoa, like, aren't you studying this? Like, how are you into this? But that's just, like, that's a beautiful thing about humans as well.
Right.
You don't have to be like a certain, like, I like this thing and that's what I'm going
to
stick with.
Yeah. So true. And I also wanted to keep the desperation out of acting so that I can keep the love for it. Right. Because if I'm relying on it for like all of my income, then I mean, I'm already fighting the desperation. So I can't imagine if I didn't have a backup plan.
Yeah.
And other outlets to express like my creativity or just engage my brain.
Yes.
And just wait for something to come my way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. So now we're gonna head into your faith. Mm. So you can share anything you want about maybe your testimony or how you came to Christ and what your journey has been like now with Christ.
Mm. Okay. So I grew up going to church. My mom is Christian. And so, I grew up with a really strong community of Christians around me. But I feel like there always comes a point where you have to choose if you want this for yourself or if this is something that, yeah, you don't believe in, or you kind of just follow very loosely. And that's kind of like what I was doing as I was growing up. So probably in grade 10, when I was around 16, 17, that's when I was like, do I actually believe this? Do I actually believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he existed and that now I'm gonna like give my life to like live for him? And so that journey started, and then the pandemic happened. So then I had just so much more time to like search for those questions and find answers, and hours and hours on YouTube. I read A Case for Christ and some other books. I looked into other religions as well because I was like, well, I know Christianity because I grew up in it, but I want to make sure that it's what I actually believe in and not, and I have to give the other religions a chance, right? So I did do that, but then I came back around and I was like, no, like, there is no other religion like Christianity. Christianity is backwards, actually, than every other religion, where you don't have to earn your salvation. You have to accept the gift that Christ has given you, and then that changes you from the inside out, and you end up becoming a better person. But we don't have to be good people to go to heaven, because the whole point is that we can never achieve that, what is good in God's eyes. And so I think once I really understood that, I was like, wait, Christianity is different than everything else. And that, to me, it really spoke to my heart. And so, yeah, when I went to university, that also is another test, because no one's forcing you to go to church. No one's forcing you to do anything. So it's kind of, you have to decide. And I think for a while, that's when I developed a more personal relationship with God, because the community wasn't coming as fast as I wanted it to. And then ACF, our Asian Christian Fellowship, that we are both part of now.
Yes.
I kind of tried it out, I think, in first year, and I didn't really love it. Also, it was kind of still COVID.
Yeah.
So, but then I circled back around to it in second year, and then I kind of fell into it. It was the wrong word, but I immersed myself more into the community. And then now in fourth year, it's like become my life. And I'm like obsessed with everybody there. And I was thinking to myself the other day, like, oh my gosh, I cannot live without these people. But not in a way where I depend on you guys, but in a way where I just love walking with you guys and talking about life and just doing life together. But anyways, once I started acting, it's hard not to be tunnel visioned. And maybe you understand that too as someone in the arts. But I think this year specifically, I've learned that acting isn't everything, and it's not what I'm called to do, which has given me a lot more freedom.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I know I'm called to live with God, be in relationship with God, and share the gospel and grow his kingdom.
Yes.
And that is the first and foremost of what we are here to do on earth. And before I was like, you know, my purpose in life is to like achieve something, and like if that is like with acting or just like to do things for God. But now I'm like, well, no, it's just to live with God. And obviously if you live with God, you are gonna do things for God,
right?
But it's to just be in his presence and like live daily with him. And so once I feel like I understand that better in my life at the moment, I'm able to just enjoy every day more and enjoy the people around me more. And maybe that's why I feel so connected to ACF, because I realized how great it is, how amazing it is to have this community. And then I think it's shifted my perspective to seeing acting as just one way to, it's one of my ministries, it's one of the things that I do in my life. But when I act, it's for God. But when I wake up in the morning and, you know, do my homework, that's also for God. And when I wake up and hang out with my friends, like, that's also for and with God, you know? So in a way, I think it's freed up to take the pressure off of acting, to feel like I don't need to, like, achieve something. And then also, you always feel when you're in the arts and you're pursuing something like this that you're never doing enough. It's like, oh, I should be being proactive and like in class and da da da, which is all true, which is all true.
Yeah.
And I'm not in class right now, but I think a recent breakthrough was like, you know what? If you're not in class and then the acting thing doesn't happen, like maybe like whatever I want to happen this year, maybe doesn't happen, maybe because I wasn't in class. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And before, I don't think I would have thought that. But now I'm like, well, it's the stage of life that I'm in also. Like, I'm in fourth year, so school's a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
And if my goal is to walk every day with God, then, like, when the season of acting comes around, it may come around. But I feel less of a desperation, I guess. Mm-hmm.
To, like, succeed.
To, like, succeed. Or just like, what is success? I guess that's been redefined for me. Not that I don't want to, you know, get roles and act.
Yes.
But
it's not like your driver purpose.
It's not my driver purpose.
Yeah. Thank you for segueing into it a little bit more. We had deeper into this, the intersection of like faith and for you acting. How have you seen them intersect in your life? Like, how did you feel like when you started acting, there was an intersection between your faith and art, or not yet?
Yeah, there's a whole journey with that too. I feel like when I was in high school, I was too scared to even admit that I wanted to do this. Because first of all, I knew how risky it was, and I don't like to fail.
To be an actor?
Yeah, to be an actor. I knew there'd be a lot of failure and a lot of rejection, and also just the fear of being perceived, which is like the weirdest thing, being an actor and not wanting to be perceived by people. And also just like going on the journey and, you know, maybe like my friends and family, like they're like, so like what's new? Like, what's new with acting? And I'm like, guys, there's nothing new. Nothing is happening. That was also a big fear. But I just, it's something I really wanted to do. And then at some point I was like, is God even calling me to this? Or is this just some selfish thing that I want to do because I want to be rich and famous? I kept on tugging at that answer. And that was also during the pandemic. And then I got to a point where I felt that God wanted me to pursue this. I don't recommend doing this, but I did it. I did a random Bible flip. I don't think that's theologically sound, but I also think that, you know, God can work in any way he decides to work. And in this way, I do believe that he spoke to me through
in that way.
I flipped to, oh, I can't remember if it was 1st or 2nd Corinthians. It's in my journal somewhere, and obviously I can go back into the Bible and read it. But I guess my fear then was like, well, I'm not equipped to do this. Like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And it flipped to a verse that basically was like, I'm going to equip the people, the weak people. I'm going to choose the weak people, and I'm going to make them strong so that no one can boast that they achieved it. And they are going to boast in Christ.
Yeah.
And so after I read that, I was like, oh, like, I feel like God is speaking to me now. And so after that, I think like a week later, like, I told my two closest friends, like, this is what I've experienced and this is what I want to do. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Like, now God's like going to work. Right.
Yeah.
And then, so I think a week after that, I came across on Instagram this company called Shine by Carrie Lewis. And it was a Christian company that works to develop Christian talent in the entertainment industry. And so they had a program, Christian Prepared Readiness, something like that, CPR, where you will just learn about the industry and then learn how CPR. And how you can be a Christian in the industry, because it is possible and there's people in the industry doing this, you just don't know. And at first I thought it was a scam, but I kind of checked it out and I was like, wait a minute, these are people are really legit.
Is this based in Toronto? Or?
They're not based in Toronto. They're based in the States. But the owner, Carrie, has actually moved to like Winnipeg. And so they changed everything and put it online. But I joined that program. And then at the end of that, then they had another program called Star Program, where that's the more like legit one, where they essentially help package you to be presented in front of agents and managers and whatnot, and then you could potentially get representation from that. That's actually how I got my agent in Toronto, which that was really great, because like I signed on with no experience, and she's one of the best agents in Toronto. So that was, it was all God, you know, like if I went out to get an agent myself, I would have definitely not been able to get her attention at all. So yeah, that already from that, I was like, okay, God is working. And then I started to see slowly how God would use me in the industry. And first of all, it was just through friendships, being friends with people in the industry. Some of my closest friends have been from acting class, or there's this one girl that I met at like some random like filmmakers conference, and then we've kept in touch since then, and I meet her like periodically. There's this other girl I met on set, and we were the two Asian girls on set. We were both like pointed at each other and we're like, yo! And then we've become friends since then. And just being friends with non-Christians in general is also a way to minister. But then specifically, you can relate to other actors who look like you, but then actors, you know, just in general, right? And talking to these people, you realize how much they need God, because they're fighting what I'm fighting, which is, you know, the desperation of making an idol, but they don't even have God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know how you guys do it. So yeah, already just one through the friendships. Another is when I made my own short film, which is currently not done still. It's in the edit. And so just leading a project and leading it in with integrity and in the way that I see, you know, how I see God working, that in itself has been really great. Just see the response of people being like, yeah, this project feels different, like everyone's just like really nice to each other and getting along, and this process has just been great. And I'm like, really? Okay. And I feel like that's God. I truly do. There's been other scenarios where I was casted in this short film, and actually, the friend that I, when I was eight, that she was an actor, mm-hmm. we actually ended up being on the same project. And oh. that was insane to me.
Yeah.
Because what are the chances?
Yeah.
And also, we're both Asian, so that also reduces the chances as well. And so through that, we were able to reconnect because we had been disconnected for a few years, and then also realized that we needed to talk through some things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the nature of the project allowed me to come to that conclusion. And then I was able to just have like a great heart one-on-one, like heart to heart with her. And that I feel was all God to bring all us together and mm-hmm. the situation of the script for me to have these realizations that we need to talk. And yeah, so that's another story mm-hmm. of the ways God's been working. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's more to come.
Yeah, for sure. Now that we have an understanding of your faith and acting journeys and how they have aligned with God and your pursuit of acting, I wanted to ask if you have ever faced rejection from others in the industry knowing that you're a Christian, or if you have a fear of being persecuted for being a Christian.
I think there's more to come than what has happened to me currently, but I just feel very emboldened, I think, as I grow in my faith. Before, I had the question, or I more of the amazement and wonder of like how the people, like the early Christians, could suffer for their faith and like die for their faith. I'm like, wow, I can't imagine like them going through that and be willing to go through that. Mm-hmm. But I think as I grow in my faith, the more I'm willing to suffer for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why is that, may I ask?
Well, you just believe it. And you know the importance of... And you just... Yeah, you feel confident in your faith and knowing that, you know, what my true purpose is. And so when I also don't put as much of my identity in acting, then I'm willing to be a little bit more removed from impressing people or mm-hmm. just or walking boldly as a Christian. Mm-hmm. There is also an aspect of people are actually more open to you being Christian because of the whole acceptance and like diversity movement.
Yes.
And people are more open to spirituality these days.
Yes.
So sometimes I feel like in general people may be more open to it maybe than they were like 10 years ago. But the fear of persecution is real. But I feel that it's not so different from real life and interacting with regular people. I don't hide the fact that I'm Christian anymore. I used to, just like in my everyday life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess I can give one story. And I'm hesitant to call it persecution, but I'll say it anyways. Basically, the first project that I was working on professionally was this film. And we were in the car on the way to set. And then one of the girls was, like, talking about her high school days.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you know, in high school, I had this really awful nickname. And the driver and I were like, oh, like, what was it? And she was like, no, I can't even say it. Like, it's too embarrassing. It's, like, so, it's so bad. And I was like, come on, it can't be that bad, right? And then finally we got out of her and she was like, yeah, my nickname was Jesus Christ because I was so innocent and da 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 da. And I was like, didn't know what to say. I was like, wow, I'm sure there's definitely worse things in the world than to be called Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was the first time I experienced anything like that. So I totally didn't know what to say in that moment.
Right.
But yeah, and I feel like situations like that have happened that I can't think of.
Yeah.
In this moment. But I think after they happen, I now think a lot about how I want to conduct myself. Mm-hmm. Knowing that things like that will happen.
Yeah.
I can't give you a concrete answer right now because I feel like I'm still figuring that out.
Of course.
But I feel like if people know you're a Christian and then they see the way that you carry yourself and you treat other people and the way that you live your life, that is a lot already in itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's all for now. Mm-hmm. I'll say for that.
It's a journey. Like, we don't have these things figured out right away. Mm-hmm. And that's like the purpose.
Right.
Of us living, becoming more like Jesus, but also understanding how it relates in our certain situations.
Right.
So, yeah. As we're almost near the tail end of this episode, but I just wanted to ask, now that you're at a state where you're not graduating from your business program yet, but you are in a place where you're going to start to emerge out of university into the workplace. And so, has God called you in any way to keep pursuing acting and what that might look like with your faith journey as well? What are the things that you feel like God is calling towards? Or what are the things that you would like to see in yourself more in the couple of years of... The
next couple
of
years.
Yeah. And continuing that intersection of your faith in acting or in any other art, maybe.
Right. In the next couple years, so I was like, what, 2026 and 2027? Honestly, it's hard to say if, like, what's going to happen with acting. I know that I'm going to continue pursuing it. I don't know if it'll churn out anything. I mean, I'm sure there'll be, like, you know, some small things here and there, but I don't have any, like, obviously no guarantee, but also not necessarily an expectation that I'm going to book something, like, super big in the next 2 years. I hope so, but can never predict that.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years, I also probably see myself continuing to work corporate, maybe. I'm really trying to work at an ad agency because I feel like that might fulfill my creative, you know, inkling and my creative drive. Producing is also something that I'm interested in. Mm. So, like, I did produce my first short film. I also acted in it. So I feel like the agency also fits in there because you're producing, like, creative, you know, advertising campaigns and whatnot for companies. Mm-hmm. And it's a steady, more steady job. In terms of intersecting my faith, I feel like as you just grow in your own personal journey, it just naturally intersects into what you do. So I just see that happening. And continuing to build those relationships, I see so much value in walking alongside other actors, just as friends. And then also I have such a desire to share the gospel with them, so I hope that I'll be able to do that in a more concrete way in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. Also, I am using my creative gifts. I am literally intersecting creativity and faith through this newspaper that I have with Anita, which is somebody in our fellowship. So together we are pursuing this ministry. It's called The Good Newspaper, where essentially it's a fictional story, retelling of the gospel from the perspective of the eyewitness testimonies of the gospels. So the way I like to think of it is The Chosen, but in like a journal format.
Yeah.
And so the purpose of it is to break down the barrier to entry to read the Bible. Because people understand an article format. They've either read a newspaper before or read articles online. And so this would be in a similar way that they can understand and kind of make the Bible relevant to them without having to actually open a quote-unquote Bible. And of course, you know, our end goal is for them to read the Bible, but yeah, we also want to use it as an evangelism tool for Christians to use, because I feel like a lot of Christians don't, or they feel that it's such a big task to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. So we want to equip Christians to have a tool to use, and almost like a narrative to fit into with this newspaper. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll see where that goes, but I'm excited about that and see that coming about in the next 2 years.
We praying for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have sadly come to a close of this episode, but thank you so much for sharing about your experiences, and we are so excited to see how you will emerge as a Christian and as a producer and as a director, as an actress, or wherever the different hats come.
Yeah. So I'm sure there'll be many.
Yes. Thank you so much, Trinity.
No, thank you, Lydia.
All right, now we will close off. So we'll say bye to everyone, and we'll see you the next episode.